Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. Checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B, not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest deep plate, showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one, bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Artfully and Amber, always keep the fellas tuned, helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric, they keep us in the loop of what's current in the news. Wednesday days of 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. To the boys L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the watt, got the loop, got the watt. So much shed in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yeah. Wednesday, 23rd. Your boy L1, Logical One, Gunny Sampson, in the building, man. Oh, man. Woo, boy, I tell you, man, welcome back to Not Your Head Wednesday. Man, we chilling this week. No guests tonight. Probably just going to be me rocking tonight. Divine, I ain't get a chance to get up with him. And Red Child, I ain't get a chance to get up with her either. They may pop in, they may not, but as of right now, you just got your boy Brock G. Last week we went on the air, but this week, you know, like I said, we got an hour show. No guest tonight, but I do got some music for you. Man, we just going to chill and talk about a lot of stupid shit that's going on. Talk about some positive shit that's going on. Just talk a lot of shit, man, and hopefully, you know, some good things and positive things will filter out of that shit, you know. I had the pleasure about 2 weeks ago, man, of kicking it with the Locks, me and Divine. And I just want to say, let me tell you something, man. When you're dealing with promoters, our reps, and, you know, look, I ain't no type of dude. I ain't complaining. I appreciate, man, the fact that y'all do invite me to these things. And, you know, you hook it up, man, so we can get these things. But there's a level of business ethic. If you know your ass ain't going to be there and whatever situation has come up, do common courtesy to call, email, something to let people know that shit has went bad or it's a problem, something. You know, I got to the Lock show, man, and I ain't going to call the company out, man, but I think that's bad business, man. You have no guest list for the people that you have attending to do shit promotion for you. And common courtesy, man, just call a motherfucker and let them know, hey, you know, this is what's going on. We're going to try to fix this. Woo, 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 whatever, whatever, man. I had to call 3 different people, man, to get this shit together. And it took my man Divine and my man Nick from Sean Healy Productions, man, not related to Sean Healy, but Sean Healy, to get this shit together, man, and get me up in here, man, so I could do what I need to do, man. Now, needless to say, I got in, and again, thanks to my man Divine, man, for his connections and everything, man. He was able, you know, he was there. Luckily, he was there because it would have been a blank mission. But at the same time, man, get y'all shit together, man. That's bad business, man, doing that shit. Seriously. And I wasn't feeling that, you know. But, you know, everything came together, man. We got up in there. We kicked it with the Locks, man. I got to tell you, man, Style P is a wild boy, man. That's all I can tell you, man. Style, this nigga here, man. He, like I said, all of them cool, man. Jada, Sheik. Style, that's a wild boy, though, man. He's about to whoop the security guard ass over his blunt, man, over his weed. My man came out the dressing room, man. And the security man, you know, security doing their job, and I get it. You know, you can't come out smoking that shit because it'll cause, you know, some problems with your licensing, and, you know, police is on that bullshit. But Styles was about to whoop my man ass about his shit. And, you know, I'm just looking at the scenario because, you know me, I ain't going to dip in the middle of that shit. But I'm, like, looking at it. I'm like, dude, just put the shit out. Just put it out. And go on and do your set, man. And this cat got up there, he did his set. And he got on stage and looked the motherfucker right back up and was business as usual and everything. And mocked the motherfucking guard, man. Like it wasn't nothing, man. But no, them boys, they cool boys, man. This is my second time seeing Sheik. You know, I caught him a couple of months, twice to be exact, with Ghostface. And, of course, y'all know we had Ghostface on the show, you know, 2 weeks ago as well. And we got to politic with him about, you know, what's next. He's got an album. He got two albums, actually, but he's got one coming out in a couple of months, as a matter of fact. So we should be looking for a summer release of Ghost, you know, to be doing his thing. Styles got an album coming out, man. Hopefully we'll get another Locks album, man. Kiss that nigga, man. He's a funny dude, too, man. That's all I can say, man. Locks are some wild boys, man. Maybe Styles ass. But the show, if you missed it, as Dumbledore, the show was off the chain, man. To be perfectly honest, man, I went in thinking it was going to be like, all right, this is going to be some bullshit, you know, because I had never really seen a Locks show. And I went in, and the show was decent, man. Even the acts that, you know, the filler acts that they had on it, it was a lot of them motherfuckers, too, but... I mean, the show was pretty good, man. I ain't even gonna front, man. If you haven't seen the Locks show while they're on tour, do yourself a favor and go and check the shit out. Jada got up there freestyle. Style P got up there freestyle. Looch got up there freestyle, man. So, I mean, if you didn't see that show, man, go see that show and check it out. Tonight, man, I got a couple of things, man, you know, some songs. I got some old school shit. I got some Pharoah Monch. I got some Freddie Gibbs. I got some Onyx. You know, I'm going to play like three joints off of everybody's shit. Nas just released a new album. Well, I ain't going to say a new album. It's the greatest hit albums with like a whole bunch of the older shit. The 20th anniversary of Illmatic. And can you believe it's been that fucking long since that album came out, his debut? And Nas puts it down, man. I ain't even gonna front, man. Some of his shit be hit and miss, but he got some dope shit, man. I can't front, man. You know, I'm gonna hit y'all with some shit. I got one joint, man, I want y'all to hear, man, that was hella slept on, and it silently came out. It probably picked up a lot of heat out in on the West Coast, man. But Exhibit and Be Real released the album out, and the shit was dope, man. If you didn't get it, man, it was some dope shit, man. That's all I can say, man. I had the album, and you know, a lot of them all slept on it, man. I don't understand that, man. You know, like I said, it probably came out really good out in Cali and stuff, man. And then, like, you know, cats like me that check out the underground circuit and like real hip hop as opposed to this bullshit that you young motherfuckers listen to. Man, you know, it's pretty dope. But if you haven't got it, man, it's called Serial Killers. There's a mixtape on 2DopeBoys.com. You can pick it up, man. Go check that shit out, man. I'm going to let y'all hear this piece, and then I'm going to be back, and we're going to talk some more, man. Like I said, we got an hour on the show, man, and I want y'all to hear this, man. You know, relax and listen to some music, man. So I'm going to hit y'all with three bangers, and then we'll be back. So, nod your head.
I'm a problem. I can't help it.
Bring out the big gun, 50 cal headshots. Put my hands up, turn my head when the gates pop. Serial kill shit, only that real shit. Like a nigga with millions. Welcome to the headlock, captivated. You old and dated, why X stay activated? You just played it, let the cameras roll on it. You see it, but you don't want it. Smother and crush my opponent.
heights in my state. Fornicate, state to state, thank God for Section 8. I'm a freight train full of cocaine to the mainland. Half a billion staying insane is the game plan. I am not the same man that you accustomed to. Everything new, Q7 on the avenue.
I did what I had to do, longitude, latitude. Fuck being a nigga, half black with an attitude. Never had gratitude, young and jaded. And I guess that's why my MO is drunk and faded. The way I got here is so complicated. From way back in the day, I felt obligated. To the streets, to the roots, to the groups I came from. Never changed, kept it 100 since day one.
Be real, Cypress Hill, raw peel, stainless steel. Get your whole family killed, that's real. Lips, they seem to feel. If looks kill, so much blood gon' spill. I feel nightmares live on your street. Slow creep, 4D, fuck with Mohi. The whole neighborhood gotta starve when I eat. There's nothing like the skull cracking hard on the concrete. AK-47, I repeat, straight to hell. Ain't no heaven where you sleep. Obsolete, six deep when I creep. When I speak, people act properly. Is it the cabbage or the cash or the broccoli? Nigga, I don't give a fuck, cause I want all three. Come on.
Serial killers.
Jamaica Queen sang. Uptown was outpost, son. Heard he
was kingpin, yo. Fuck rappers real, watch the herbs stand still. Never talking to snakes, cause the words a man kill. True in the game, as long as blood is blue in my vein. I pull my Heineken root to my deceased crew in memory lane.
Can't feed, that's extra Philly change, more cash.
N-A-S are the letters of the name that they say is Nas. Halftime, Memory Lane, classics off that Illmatic joint. Memory Lane, man, got heavy rotation for me, man. And it was a lot of dope-ass producers on there, man. They had Primo, shit, Tip, Pete Rock. All them cats, man, was going, like, at it, man, to produce for this dude, man. And the cat that you got to blame for finding Nas, man, was Search. If you don't know who MC Search is, you better get your ass in Wikipedia and Google it. Before Eminem, after the Beastie Boys, there was Third Bass. Third Bass was the second white group that came out on Def Jam. Beastie Boys was the first, which is kind of funny because Third Bass was going in on the fucking Beastie Boys. And at one point, Beastie Boys was on Def Jam, and they were like, you know, there with Cool J, a couple of other cats, man, under Rush management. And I know after Beastie Boys dipped and went to Capitol, man, I guess, like I say, you know, Search and Prime Minister P. Nice, man, they went in on them, man, on them cats, man. They was going in on them. Hammer. Somebody else was getting it from Third Bass at the time. Oh, Vanilla Ice, yeah. And, yeah, so before y'all hold Eminem dick, man, yeah, them cats, man, was out long before Eminem and, you know, Milkbone. Y'all don't even remember Milkbone. I actually need to get him on the show one day. I see this cat on Facebook all the time, man. And I don't get a chance to holler at him, but I actually need to talk to dude and see if I can get him on the show. But yeah, man, Nas is doing pretty good, man. I mean, you know, he had his ups and downs, you know, the whole fucking thing with Jay-Z, his wife, all type of shit, you know, that nigga album that he had, you know, all that stupid shit that he was doing at the time, man. I really want to see a fully Large Professor Primo shit, Buckshot produced ass album by Nas, man. I said the same thing about LL, man. LL, man, he's old, man, but dude still got lyrics. But the problem is he's still trying to reach out to the female audience. Dude need to make one more grimy-ass record, straight hip-hop, his last hurrah. Put that shit out, man, and get some hellified backing behind it, and LL will be the shit, you know. Same thing with Nas, man. Nas, he got some hits and misses, man. I mean, but you ain't going to find an album grimier than Illmatic. I Am was pretty good, but Illmatic was 90s, straight grimy-ass hip-hop, man. You know, not this old I'm a stoner bullshit y'all be listening to, man. I actually listened to that, too, and I was just trying to see what the connection was. But like I say, I'm an old dude, so I don't get the youth now. You know, I'm one of them angry old men. The youth, I don't like them. And it just is, you know, what it is, you know. Man, so who has seen the Mimi and whatever that dude named Sex Tape is, man? Facebook was blowing up with that shit, and they finally released the video online, so those that want to see Mimi get digged down. The second scene was pretty fucking good. I got to admit, yeah, even though, like, dude, you know, both of them was on some fake moan shit, you know, I don't give a fuck about dude moaning, but, you know, porn is what it is, man. You know, it ain't a sex tape if it's not a, like somebody with a camcorder and shit taping your ass. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got a camcorder, your ass ain't using your damn smartphone. It's not a sex tape. It's that shit was a production tape. It wasn't like motherfuckers, you know, like R. Kelly and shit, you know, motherfucking taping itself, dicking down little ass girls and shit. No, this was motherfucking production, you know, Vivid Video had something to do with this shit. You know, same motherfuckers that got, shit, Lawrence's old little girl, man, getting digged down by Brian Pumper and shit, man. You know, it's not a real sex tape if you have production credits and motherfucking the shit is just produced like a fucking porn movie and everything. But needless to say, if you want to see the shit, it's online. You know, Facebook got plenty of links to the motherfucker, man. And I saw the shit, and she's for an old bird, man. She get down, boy. The dick sucking skills are mwah. She can suck my shit anytime she likes. I have no problem with that. 40 years old, baby, please come get it. Get it all. Get it all. Luke Skywalker, the Two Live Crew. Get it all, baby. Get it all. That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah, the sex tape is out. And that shit was interesting. I found it funny, though, that, like, everybody is condemning her for doing what it do. And I'm sorry, but, I mean, you Bible-thumping motherfuckers need to quit, man. That's her life. You know, yeah, she's got a little girl. It is what it is, but it ain't no different than porn hoes, regular hoes, thoughts, you know, out here doing what they do. At least she getting paid something for it. You know, some of y'all out here doing it for free. You know, and you can go anywhere on Facebook and see any random chick sucking some dude dick. You know, and ain't getting paid shit. You know, this motherfucker, he getting kudos for that. And y'all get nothing but some nut on your face. I mean, you taking it to the face. But, yeah, that was interesting, though, man. And I don't want you women calling up here talking about I'm being chauvinistic and shit. I have no problem with what y'all do behind closed doors. In fact, if we ever meet, I'd be more than welcome to let you suck my dick. I have no problem. I will not judge you. I am not judging you. But you won't get a damn dime, and I will not be licking anything on your body. It's not going to happen. But you can suck my dick. I have no problem with that. You can do that. Yeah, so that was, like I said, that was interesting. Other news, man, it looks bad for Yeezy, man, for Chris, man. He gonna be there for a while, man. And I can't say that I feel sorry for him, man. You know, Chris Brown fucked up. All you had one job, dude. One. Go out and sing and make your money. No, you know, and Boondocks pretty much played. If y'all miss Boondocks this Sunday, even though Aaron Magruder is not in charge of it anymore, first episode was funny as fuck. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. Yeah, it's some nigga shit. But it was some funny shit. And they made fun of Chris Brown ass, you know. I forgot the motherfucker, the black white guy. I can't remember his name, but the shit was funny. If you missed it, man, watch the reruns, man. First episode was all out in the bag of chips. This is the last season of Boondocks. But, yeah, back to Chris Brown. Chris Brown's about to do some time, man. He might beat this shit, but he going to be in there for, like, 6 months. And, again, I don't feel sorry for him, man. You had one job, dude, one. All you had to do was go out there and sing, get these little bras panties moist, and go out there and sing. You already fucked up. You beat the shit out of Rihanna. I don't know what the fuck was said in that car. I'm not saying I don't agree, and I'm not saying I don't disagree, but I do say this. There is a time when you got to whoop a woman ass. You know, it's not right. But if you feel, you know, and I've said this before, I'm not no woman beater, so don't get it twisted. But some of y'all ladies think it's okay to do what the fuck y'all want to do and not suffer repercussions from it. And yeah, I understand. I have a little girl. I have a daughter. And like I tell her, if you can't deal with it, walk away from it. Say what the fuck you got to say from a distance. Don't put your hands in nobody's face and keep it moving because not every man is like me. No, I won't whoop your ass, but you do some fucked up shit to me as in trying to pull a knife and stab me, as in spit in my face. Any of that heinous shit, yeah, you might catch a knuckle sandwich. You might get a Rihanna 50-40, you know. You might get a pumpkin head, man. You know, I'm just keeping it real. Keep your hands off of me, and you ain't got to worry about my hands getting off. You say whatever the fuck you want to. Talk about my mama, my grandmama, whoever. Just don't touch me. You don't touch me, I don't feel the need to touch you. Some of y'all may not agree with that, but some of y'all women take that shit as a weakness. Oh, this motherfucker ain't gonna hit me, limp dick noodle motherfucker. You know, okay, as long as you saying that shit over there, keep your knives, your battery acid, your locks, your nails, your heels to yourself, and we won't have no problems. I know how to get up and leave. I don't have to take that abuse. For shame, I don't have to listen to that bullshit. I know how to get up and leave. But y'all take it to another area where y'all want to grab a motherfucker and touch on a motherfucker and think you're going to scratch a motherfucker's face. It's not going to happen. But anyway, back to Chris Brown. But yeah, that dude, man, he about to do some time. And I don't feel sorry for him. I'm sorry. I don't. I really don't. I can't say that I don't wish that on anybody, but at the same time, dude, again, you had one fucking job. All you had to do was go sing, and you couldn't do that. You could not keep your ass and sit down and sing, you know? And, you know, you got all this dumb shit going on and, you know, fighting motherfuckers, fighting, you know, homosexuals and shit, you know, beating your chest, throwing bottles in the fucking bar and shit. And this is what, you know, and then all you had to do was sit your ass in a home. Shit, Lindsay Lohan didn't even go through the shit you're going through right now, dude, and it is what it is. So your ass is there, my nigga. It is what it is. Man, who saw this shit, man, with Cuba Gooding Jr.? Man, I remember Cuba Gooding Jr. He was in Boys in the Hood. He had a couple of other hits. And, yeah, man, 46 years old, man. He finally, him and his white woman is breaking up, man. Motherfucker got three kids, and him and the white woman ain't working. And I'm sure black women are just cheering. Peace. Sell out, you know. They cheering their asses off. Fuck Cuba Gooding Jr. So, it is what it is, man. Yeah, I saw that shit today, and I was just wilding out, man. I'm like, man, it ain't safe no more, man. I mean, shit, you pick these women you choose, man, and you think shit is good. It ain't all good. Kevin Hart, man, going through some shit. Well, he ain't going through too much shit, but, you know, his old lady still talking shit, you know. And Kevin got a big, tall-ass, mixed-ass, Blasian-type chick, man. And his old lady, man, you know, she got some valid points. But at the end of the day, man, I mean, shit, Steve Harvey did it. You ain't see this shit coming with Kevin, you know. Sometimes y'all need to shut the fuck up and just let shit be what it's going to be, you know. Yeah, you was ride or die with him. But, again, sometimes you need to shut the fuck up and let shit be what it's going to be, you know, because when motherfuckers start making money, that's when motherfuckers started making that change. Nigga changed drawers on your ass, and he bounced, you know, and he got a big, tall, Amazon-looking Asian blazing chick, and it is what it is, man. So, you know, so, yeah, it can happen, black or white. Y'all niggas can have problems. Y'all better pick and choose correctly. And positive news, Lupita, Lupita, the African chick off of 12 Years of Slave. She looks beautiful as hell. They got Nyong'o. I think that's how you pronounce her name. But anyway, she's one of the 50 most beautiful people. And it's about fucking time, because there's a lot of black beautiful-ass women that should be characterized as one of the most beautiful people. And she is beautiful. Now, I got to tell you, I saw 12 Years a Slave. I was about to say 50 Years a Slave. I saw 12 Years a Slave, man. She was not exactly pretty in that motherfucker. But she looks good here. And that's about goddamn time. So that's some positive news with that. Like I said, we had Ghostface on about 2 weeks ago. And he was kind of embellishing on some of the problems that's going on with the Wu-Tang Clan and, you know, how him and RZA really ain't recording any old, you know, how they ain't recording with Wu-Tang, you know. RZA came out his asshole with that album that he was, you know, trying to sell to one person and saying some motherfucker was going to buy it for $30 million or whatever. But, you know, we still waiting on the Better of Tomorrow. And Ghost was like, man, it ain't no Wu shit. It's like different motherfucking producers on it, and it ain't no Wu-Tang shit. And I'm going to ride with Ghost. It is not. RZA, get your ass and stop being so fucking Hollywood. This is the last hurrah, man. It really ain't no album without Old Dirty. But, I mean, this is the last hurrah, dude, man. Whatever issues and problems and shit y'all got going on, man, y'all need to kill that shit and put some fucking music out, man. Now, I see you got this last little joint, Brick Mansions, with my man that passed away. I can't recall the name right now, so forgive my ignorance. But, yeah, he got that movie coming out, and he's talking about that. But, I mean, you know, I dig it. But at the same time, man, make with the Wu album, dude. Stop playing. You know, get the squad together. This is the last joint. Get the squad together, man. Stop playing. It is what it is, man. Let's get them together, man, and come out with some hot shit. Can we get a double CD again, you know, like Wu-Tang Forever, and, you know, just make it happen, man. Anyway, I'm going to stop running my mouth, man. I'm going to be back, man. I got some shit by Tali Kweli, 50 Cent, Michael Rapaport, you know, a lot of news and that's going on. But I'm going to hit y'all with some of this new Pharoah Munch. Now, this dude is underrated, and I got to tell you, I'm not feeling the album a whole lot, but, I mean, it is a couple of gems on there. Postmortem Disorder, whatever, I forgot the name of the title, but that's what he got coming out. Postmortem Disorder, whatever. But, yeah, check that shit out, and I'm going to hit y'all with this Pharoah Munch joint. Ani's got some new shit that came out. We'll talk about that shit later, but check this Pharoah Munch out, man. Time to.
The food amongst eyes, drop a jewel. Inhale from the L, school of full well. You feel it like grill, it ain't hard to tell. I kick a skill like Shaquille holds a bill. Vocabulary spills, I'm ill. Plasmatic, I freak beat, slam it like Iron Sheik. Jam like a tech with correct technique. So analyze me, surprise me, but can't magnetize me. Scanning while you're planning ways to sabotage me. I leave a froze like heroin in your nose. Nas a rock well, it ain't hard to tell.
Nas is the kick of the soul. Nas is the kick of the soul.
Ain't hard to tell.
Nas is the kick of the soul. Nas is the kick of the soul. Nas is the kick of the soul. Nas is the kick of the soul.
Ain't hard to tell.
Nas is the kick of the soul. Nas is the kick of the soul.
This rhythmic explosion is what your frame of mind has chosen. I leave your brain stimulated. Niggas is frozen. Speak with criminal slang. Begin like a violin. End like Neviathan. Is deep. Well, let me try again. Wisdom be leaking out my grapefruit truth. I dominate break loose. Giving Mike's ministry cycles. Streets disciple. I rock beats this mega trifle. And groove even smoother than moves by Villanova. You're still a soldier. I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra. Packing like a Rasa in the weed spot. Vocals are squeezed. Glocks and CZs drop. Though they need not to sneak. My poetry's deep. I never fell. Nas' rap should be locked in a cell. It ain't hard to tell.
Nas is the kick of the soul. Nas is the kick of the soul.
It ain't hard to tell.
Nas is the kick of the soul.
From Trinidad spitting curry. Eating you rapper niggas is fit to strip from the turret. Cause you niggas is food. I put you niggas in soup. Popping your top off like you niggas is cool. The best gon' blow my team like my crew of niggas is soup. Willie lives with the floor. Put you niggas in noose. Get thrown off a roof like you bitches from juice. But it been Lil Tim's and Fort and my bishop boots. What comes out of that is known as the deuce juice. You pew when I'm spraying the perfume. Devil is wearing Prada, I put him in dirt room. Devil, you gonna holler, you leaving this earth soon.
Like right about now, go just passing your curfew.
We don't fucking care. Who the fuck you hit?
Why should I fuck a kid? I never had shit. Mom gave birth to me on a pissy mattress. Pops disappeared, niggas call me mad. My idea of fun growing up is doing bad shit. The first lick that I hit was full ass. No friends, I come around and niggas all ass. As far as I can remember, I've been on the wall path. I would rob Peter and hate all poor cats. So I'm glad I was born to die like that. With all the shiesty niggas gotta see behind my back. My face the last thing you see besides my strap. Birth take 9 months, but with 9 mil you die like that. So I'm looking out for number one. The world made me selfish. Praying is fucking dumb, we all going to hell, bitch. But I'm a mortal, live forever like a shellfish.
bars demolish your show tunes. Best bar far with Onyx and the Snow Goons. Been tragic, my raps been magic. I pitch rocks with one arm, I'm Jim Abbott. You've been slacking, what happened? I've been rapping, Jim snatching and laughing at all your men's fashion. P, the best is Go Desk. My full crep on niggas who dress like most deaf. Fuck all the dumb shit, I rip your arms off and use them shits for drumsticks. Your mama in jail, your father is frail. Your sister a call girl, Duke Obama to sell. Sean O no better, a whole lot of cheddar, Raekwon O no sweater. The end of the verse. Send me your purse, you bitch.
We don't fucking care. We don't fucking care.
Wash my hands in the sand, spit you gladiator, happy cannibal and cunning linguist, I'm gladiator. Grab the grapples by the skinny jean pockets, put them in the mosh pit, dizzy like catastrophic, gothic, just a fatal dose of the hard shit. Vocal for locals, to build these niggas' hearts with protein, caffeine, steroids, dopamine, heroin injected, choking on promethazine. Horseplay, till the horse force you off like Chris Reeves. Neglected MCs, neck not connected to your leg, please. Believe me, nigga, we never said it was easy. Got an out of palate, house of Adiatus, Dominus, Anime, Ganica, Spartacus. Take money, Fannie Mayer. Take your rap fans to Afghanistan like General Petraeus. Betting my metaphors is more you're seeing Bellator. I could skull fuck Skeletor. Like an apex predator. Got a grungy gat to knock off where your tummy at like Relicor. I'm that thing that's trapped under your cellar door. Gladiator music here now forevermore. Hannibal on the back of a pachyderm. Every time a black is born, as far as rap concerned, y'all bitches shouldn't touch that mic. Call Michael Vick, this is human dog fight. Put us in the ring, homie, don't walk fight. Walk on all fours or the human dog fight.
Yo, what up, Brad?
What up?
Are you not entertained? The gladiator swinging weapons at the fabricators till nothing remains. Civilized savage broke the chain and ran wild. Your clowns fell in the ant pile face first. I wage hurt till I hit pay dirt or make the K hit they shirt. They work, but not like me. I power forward, none hold the block like G. I'm flagrant. I write pavement and speak street and produce hits on producers for weak beats. Speech heat, you feel it from the cheap seat. I'm hotter than a Waikiki beach. Get your soul ripped. The impact will make a rapper do a whole flip. I roll flips till we burn up through the whole zip and load shit till they turn up on the road clip. Finish. 8 MCs, I'm a straight up menace. Want beef, get your cake up with it. Got heat, you should wake up with it. I'm that serious, pussy, time for a period, period.
Y'all bitches shouldn't touch that mic. Call Michael Vick, this is a human dog fight. Put us in the ring, homie, don't walk fight. Walk on all fours or the human dog fight. Y'all bitches shouldn't touch that mic. Call Michael Vick, this is a human dog fight. Put us in the ring, homie, don't walk fight. Walk on all fours or the human dog fight.
Rocky,
bitch.
Yo, and we are back. So yeah, I hit y'all with that Onyx and Snow Goons, We Don't Care. This other joint with Roz Kaz came out last year, Dog Fight, man. Shit, we had him on the show, man. I was just fucking with him, man. You can't win. That shit he was doing in the background. Yes, that was all Roz Kaz doing that shit. A remix of Ain't Hard to Tell. And yeah, we going to keep on moving. We got like 9 minutes left in the show, man. I'm sitting here on Facebook, man, talking to people as I'm doing the show and just cracking up. So, but yeah, man, got some shows coming up in Chicago. We got Brand Nubians coming in May. This weekend, Black Milk will be at Sub T. So if you guys happen to be in the Chicago area, go check out Black Milk. This is about his third time coming out here. So if you guys are in the area, come check him out. Also in news, a lot of y'all don't know who Michael Rapaport is, and that's pretty bad because you don't know who this white boy is. And he's aging very horribly, but if you remember the Dave Chappelle show, he had a part in the Dave Chappelle show at Pop Copy, and he was the white supervisor. That's Michael Rapaport. He also did the Beats, Rhymes, and Life, the Travels of Tribe Called Quest, and it was a little shit, you know, around that where, you know, Tip, he was being portrayed as the asshole in the film. And if many of you saw the original cut of the film, yeah, he kind of was. But anyway, yeah, he has a concern that Jazz, the same thing that happened to Jazz will happen to hip-hop, where, as according to him, the only person you know is in Jazz is like Kenny G. And, you know, in hip-hop, you know, it's only certain people you know, but you forget about the people that paved the way. And I kind of agree with him to a point. You know, like I say, hip-hop is fluctuating, is changing into a, you know, something from the youth. I mean, around my time, it was something for me, you know. But my only problem is, and as you've heard me say times on the show before, I don't like trap music. I don't like where a lot of this shit is going. And the radio is doing this. You know, the program directors, they're phasing out boom bap beats for flashy in the club bullshit ass shit. And I can't trip on that because this generation likes what they like. So I know. But at the same time, man, there are so many other guys that are still in the game, man, that are still putting out. As you see, I play them on the show, OC, Black Sheep, shit. We have people on the show. That's all I'm going to say. And it's sad, man. And you know that a lot of shit, you know, is being phased out, you know, in order for this ignorant ass shit, you know, that's out here. And again, yeah, I'm being biased, but I mean, I know what I like. I like some of the other shit that's out, but at the same time, it's just not me. And it might be for you young cats, but I'm not feeling it, man. Shit, we talked about guns and, you know, we had that whole NWA phase, Ghetto Boys. We talked about guns. We talked about dope. But, I mean, how much of that shit can you talk about to the same fucking beat? And then nobody's doing real remixes anymore. Everybody's using the same shit but adding the same motherfuckers on the track, man. I'm just like, man, what the fuck? But anyway, I got a few more joints to play. We got 4 minutes left in the show. I'm going to let y'all hear some more shit. I ain't going to talk about it. But I want to thank those that did show up. Hopefully next week we'll have Rakim. In May we'll have Big Daddy Kane. I'm trying to get Smooth V back. I got to hit him up, man, but I'm a lazy fuck. And, you know, hit him back up and get him back on. We got some people coming on the show, man. So keep your stuff together. Check out the show when you can. If you can't catch it live, catch us on the playback. You know, on the rebroadcast, it's saved. Do what you do. Other than that, I'm going to hit y'all with some more shit, man. This is Freddie Gibbs and Raekwon, Bomb, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Najee hit.
Yeah. 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 Waking up in cold sweats. Sometimes I'm slightly on my rocker, but I'm on dick. Got you and the baby on my bitches through the long shit. She hit my line to get that girl, I call it phone sex. Robbing like my problems ain't gon' cancel to me later. Bitch, I'm mobbing like OG Bobby Johnson, bitch a potato. At the table, cookie shaving in such a basement, some bases. But they try to make a play for the yay as soon as they taste it. The face of black American gangsters in the corner, hug. I'm seeing this nigga shining, annoying me like a motherfucker. This buster on me, now he act like he don't know me. 44, my clothes is on me, kill cockroaches like Tony. Got my Tana motors. You bought 100 dipping fluids, yo, I had to smoke it. Pupils dilated like silver dollars, now we loki. Call it devilish, how I do biz. Yeah. Fuck these niggas talking, I leave their thoughts on my shoestrings. What? Straight to that foundation, what I'm holding. A buster that we know got 50 bowls, bust it open. We came back down and up divided split up, now what's the quote? Yeah. I split with four niggas, cause I'm a go-getter. I think these suckers pussy, I'ma murk the whole litter. Told my girl to leave as soon as I hung up the phone with her. Man, I heard you robbed the robbers, look ready, you cold nigga. Got an ice maker for a heart, made nigga from the start. Life is like a movie, all I did was play my fucking part. Stepping up the crack, the heroin, the weed out the cart. I called it Fast Freddy's, I should own a fucking restaurant. Cause back when I was 12, threw some bells on the scale, and I got a pager. We broke them down and started selling nickels to the neighbors. Eventually the penitentiary gon' see me later. Kiss my mama, told her if I died and it was part of nature. What?
With every mic I touch, mad tragedy. This nigga style is so fly, Osama looking to recruit. See the target, better shoot, who's the brute? Futuristic thugs like Rocket Robin Hood, die from vapors from a rhyme lightsaber. I'm the Darth Vader, invader, greater than Will and Jada, played a traitor. Made blood come out the Serwin Vega, never paid a name maker, cause I'm famous from the quote. Professor from the school of hard knocks, so take notes on how to rope. And boast to make the most coast to coast, take the dope. Bringing your closer to the Holy Ghost. Cause battling this is like a record deal, suicide. Ain't nobody trying to sign the fucking runner up, nigga. Smarten up, nigga, no time to play, okay? So take your baby kids and jet that away. This ain't daycare, it's stealing away the night. Leaving rappers tossing and turning from out my rock the mic. And I look just how your girl like, what? A masterpiece, ask the gal them about the cardinal recipe. A dash of good look, a pinch of street smart. A handful of niggas that's ready to spit darts. Two shakes of arrogance and one drop of love. The only reason why y'all don't send you to see the man above. I'm your favorite rapper, dope to the bone lyricist. Flavor like an Oreo, double soft, soft to the core. Pick a rapper in the record store, and I'm guaranteed to give the fans a thousand times more. Would Hugh Hefner be the best if he never got laid? Would Murder Mace be saved if he never got paid? Would real niggas go platinum if we all got played? A thousand times a week, would we still rep the streets? Would you sell out your brethren to make $1 million? Is it true it's only me that really doesn't give a what? Cardinal, what? Flavor like Stone Cold, stealing children out of destiny, leaving their bed cold. I'm an internet virus, nigga think of me. Every time you download, I corrupt your CV like that, bad. And you don't stop, Cardinal representing from the P-Dot, that, y'all, you don't stop. Cardinal gonna kill it till the beat.